Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 22nd of November, 2015. Wishing everybody a warm welcome who's joining for the first time. Or all those members who have been sharing their experiences joining this program from its inception, which was just over 2 years ago. So it's been due to popular demand and due to the grace and blessings of Dr. Ply that we can continue coming together as a global community here every week and sharing about what our path has been like following the teachings of Dr. Ply, and then also, gathering together as a global community and making a difference, because the spiritual path is all about consciousness. And we can go and try to get connected to God or, you know, higher powers or our highest intelligence, or, delve into practices that might help us materialize our desires. But until we immerse ourselves in that consciousness on a regular basis, and we understand what are the best times to do things, we may feel like we're out of sorts. We're not in a natural flow. So for those of you who are joining for the first time, you may hear some discussion around astrology and planets, influences, archetypes, deities. For some reason, you're compelled to these kinds of teachings. So I invite everybody to just be open-minded. And even those people who have been joining from week to week, month to month, and year to year, you may have a certain way of viewing what you've learned with Dr. Ply's teachings, or you might have a certain way of experiencing meditations. And all the other things that we talk about. So that is, as Dr. Ply says, the ultimate teachings are in the moment. Everything we've learned up until this point on this spiritual path, plus in our lives, really, because that's what's pushing us to get on the spiritual path or to figure out what our true purpose is in life, because we come to a point in life where, okay, we've been there, done that. Or we've tried it and it didn't work. Or we tried it and it worked, and now what's next? And then you keep going after the dangling carrot, so to speak. And that isn't satisfying. It's not fulfilling on a deep, deep sense of being. So, it doesn't matter where you are coming in or how long you've been, studying with Dr. Ply or doing practices or participating in services. You are new and unique every single moment. And that's the ultimate teaching. Dr. Ply is saying that everything, forget everything up until this point. I love it when he says that. Well, I don't really, because I go, what? All that time, money, and energy that I've invested and you're saying forget it? And it's true. He said it so many times and I'm used to it now, because what he's saying is that you're holding on to your old way of being. So, yes, all those meditations, all the rituals, all the remedies, all the services, all the trips, all the seminars, all the events, all the books you've read, all the internet surfing you've been doing has brought you to this point in your life. And you are every day, every moment of every day, you have a choice. Whether you are going to live God consciousness or within, you can call it being in alignment with nature or natural forces. You can call it being on the spiritual path. You can call it being immersed in your life fully and completely and full of joy and abundance and beautiful relationships and all the rest. That's all the same, because we're here on in this lifetime to take in whatever is going on around us and make sense of it. And in every moment, we have a choice whether we're going to look at it as in a way of being immersed in all that beautiful consciousness, that divine consciousness, if you want to call it that. It can be God consciousness, nature consciousness, whatever it is for you that uplifts you and elevates you to a state, no matter what is going on in your life, you see the silver lining. You see that there is some reason why you're going through tremendous suffering right now, or the world is going through tremendous suffering, or whatever it is. Or you see why you're having an incredible time right now in this moment. Everything is going super smooth, and you've waited for this day for a long time, or this moment for a long time. So you can either choose that type of consciousness and continue to cultivate that and immerse yourself in that no matter what is going on in your life, or you can get sucked into the vortex of the, as some members have shared, going down the rabbit hole, you know, where you're just tunneling and tunneling and tunneling, and you're trying to find yourself through darkness. And that's maybe what has brought you to this point, is because we're like, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm doing everything that I've been taught to do, or I've been shown to do, or what everyone else has told me to do, or whatever I've told myself to do. I've set all my goals, and I've either they have changed, and it's just it's confusing. So you can stay in that state of consciousness, and you can, you know, I'm not saying that you're blaming others, but that's the tendency, what we do. And we do it on an individual level, we do it on a family level, we do it in a community level, we do it in a global level. So we will always find reasons to blame ourselves or blame others, to be a victim to circumstance, to be helpless and hopeless, to be, you know, immersed in negativity, bombard ourselves with media or scary movies or crazy things going on. That is all your choice. So in every single moment when you come to something like this, where we're coming together as a global community, we're going to practice a meditation together, we're going to immerse ourselves into a consciousness where you, each and every one of us, will see or feel or experience something leaving us, or something coming up to the surface, first of all, can be good or bad, or not so good. We don't want to say good, bad. We just want to say, this is no longer useful for me. It's going out to the garbage, right? It's going out to the trash. And then how to get it out. And then there can be other good things coming up. You might get clarity about your issue. You might feel so much better about something that happened and you can't seem to shake it. So this is a time, so when you come together in a meditation, because we're coming together and we're focusing as a group, a global group, we are coming from all different cultures, all different backgrounds, and we are saying to one another at the soul level, we will hold the space for a new consciousness to come in that's going to be uplifting all of us. And then that consciousness will immerse ourselves in it a bit, and with that, it will carry us through, you know, maybe this day, or as some people say, re-listen to the meditations and I put them into my practice on a daily basis, or, you know, I do it for the week, and then when we meet again, we have new meditations. So we're doing in-the-moment meditations that are going to reveal to you what can be most helpful for everyone to tap into the energy that will reveal something that needs to leave your consciousness, and something that needs to empower you, to uplift you. In the Ultimate Teachings program, the year-long program, on the weekly calls on Friday and Saturday, I heard from some members who were having a big meltdown. And it's natural at this point of time in the program, for one, but also the program kind of was aligned with the energies that are going on right now every year. So every year, we, as we know, with Dr. Pillai, he's bringing the Vedic teachings out so that we'll be in a natural alignment with it. So we just celebrated Skanda Shasti, which is 6 nights of a battle going on, a battle with the dark forces within and without. And someone asked me yesterday in one of the call, in the Ultimate Teachings call, well, what do dark forces look like? And, you know, it can be anything that is not, is dragging you down. It can be something that you have stored away in your memory bank. You shut it, you sealed it, you stuck a lock on it, and you said, I'm done with it. I don't have to deal with that. And I just have to press on and move forward. But now, being on the spiritual path, that door, the lock fell off. The door got unsealed. And it's flung open, and guess what popped out? You know, that thing that has been, repressed. And it is going to feel explosive inside of you as it's leaving. So, and that's what the battle is. The battle is that you have a choice to hang on to those old memories and live in that past of pain, suffering, anger, frustration, rejection, guilt is a good one that people really cannot get unstuck from. They, it doesn't matter how much success they have. You know, they feel guilty. They don't feel that they deserve it, or deserving of a beautiful relationship, or just fighting and bickering all the time, or being nitpicky. Pointing out, being hypercritical, pointing out everyone's mistakes, or pointing out why the weather is the way it is. Guess what? The weather's the way it is all the time, every year. It's like this. And I do too. I'm like, oh, it's so cold today. And then I think, oh my God, why don't I celebrate that it is, we do have seasons that signify change. You know, this is the time to change. So it's nature is saying, hey, you can change. You can go into a state of going more inside, because we're going from fall to winter. So winter time, winter season is a time where, you know, you're not out and about and running around so much because it's freezing cold out and there's snow. But you can go more internally. So it's a great time if you're on the spiritual path to really go internally and do things on the inside, from the inside, and work on your house, clean your space, get rid of stuff, do things to make your space more spiritual for you. Get rid of clutter. You know, have nice, set up your meditation room or your spiritual corner of your house that you have dedicated to where you're going to do your meditations. You know, so it really does, and then it goes for a long period of time. So it's like you have no reason not to do it, and there's no pressure or stress to do it because there's several months where you're going to be indoors. So not that you'll never go out, but, you know, you have time to be inside. And so, you know, take each room of your place and see what you need to get rid of. See what you need to, that you're no longer using. And then because you have this stuff and you're not using it, it's better to give it away to someone who can use it, and then also to get rid of that energy that is holding you back, that has a memory attached to that thing, clothes, whatever it is, the item that you're just storing for no reason year after year. And then you start to feel really, this is a physical cleaning out or clearing out or decluttering. So many books on decluttering and what it does for you. And it's fabulous once you start to do it. And we say this all the time. We say it pretty much every month we say it, because as the sun is transiting, the sun represents the soul, and the sun is saying to us, what is your soul trying to reveal to you? But if you don't, if you're in a cluttered place, you can get a message, but it's going to be muffled. Or it's going to be overshadowed. It's It's like putting a cloud over the sun. Because we have these things coming out of us and it just keeps stockpiling. So internally, on an emotional level, mental level, spiritual level, we can declutter our thoughts, our memories, and it could be a painful process. You know, someone yesterday was really upset and it was very painful. And then others jumped in and said, yeah, I'm going through a really rough time, but I really feel for this person who just shared. So we could see that even though no one's comparing whose pain is greater or whose suffering is greater or less than the others, suffering is suffering. So we shouldn't judge that either. Say, oh gosh, what am I complaining about? When this person is really struggling. That just shows that the divine inside of each and every one is saying, listen, we've got to recognize everyone's suffering. This is a human condition. And then being on the spiritual path, we can't fix it, you know, because we can't even see each other because we're online. And we're all in different parts of the world, different cities around the world. So it's not like we can just jump on a plane and go talk to the person. You know, or we don't even have their phone numbers because it's, confidential programs where we don't give out that information unless others ask. So, you know, here's the situation is that what do we do? The incident with Paris, all the things that are happening with the refugees, and it's just crazy. You know, it's a crazy, crazy world. But if you look at the crazy, crazy world, it's been a crazy, crazy world for a long time, right? There's always been wars going on. There's always fighting. There's, my religion is better than your religion. My politics are better than your politics. It's always been very competitive, very rival-based. So we're coming to a point in the evolution of all of humanity where the golden age is the doors are opening up. And whether we see it or not on a global level, that, you know, doesn't really relate to it. We can't really relate to it because it can be too overwhelming. So what we can feel inside of ourselves is what we need to get rid of, what we need to resolve, what we need to be neutral about, and in a balanced state of mind so that no matter what is going on, in the world around us, or whatever we do that is causing us to experience, you know, the consequences of some of our behavior or our actions or speech, whatever, we have to be in a balanced state. So we're coming to this point of the program here, at least with Sundays with Sucharita, is that Skanda Shasti, the six nights where there's a battle going on, it's like we're all these warriors. You know, we've had to battle these dark forces, which can be, like I said, it can be anger, frustration, depression, rejection, guilt, you know, all those things that are everyday bitterness. You know, you can say, hey, I'm good. No, that's fine. That person, you know, stabbed me in the back several times. It's been happening my whole life. That's okay. But you press it, repress it, repress it. You stick the lock on it. But that door keeps blowing open. And you're like, I'm not bitter. I'm not mad. I'm not blah, blah, blah. And there's a battle. So, yes, you have a... It's natural to feel that when it's blowing open, blowing the door open. However, that's what we want to neutralize. And we can't do it. Most of us, maybe 99.999% of us, cannot just say, okay, that's it, I'm finished. You know, we're not Buddhas. You know, where he's gone through tremendous enlightenment process and we know his story. Anyway, or Christ, you know, we can be on the cross. That he's done that for us. You know, that was... That's too much for a human being to do and endure. So, although there's so many people who do suffer that way, you know, but that might be their karma. But for the most of us, 99.99% of us, we are kind of in a chronic, it's a like long-term chronic suffering, pain that goes on, whether it's our own or whether it's others that we're experiencing, and how to get rid of that on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a minute basis, is when we immerse in our meditation practice. Or we participate in some type of service, you know, that has rituals and remedies that are done by the Vedic specialists on our behalf, and we can, you know, sit there and watch it, thank God for technology, where we are immersing us, we're kind of bathing in that consciousness, and then that re-energizes us. It helps us to release, as some people have shared. I was really sad. I had this deep, deep welling up inside of me. I had tears during the meditation. I had thoughts of the past that were really disturbing me. I don't know what to do with this. You know, is this really working? It's supposed to make me feel better and all floaty and stuff and peaceful. Well, that's what it is. It's telling you. Your soul is saying, hey, go dig deep. The sun in Scorpio right now in the natural eighth house of the zodiac, it's saying, go dig deep. Dig deep within you and find those hidden things about you that are nagging, that are pulling you down, that you don't even know. And you need to bust that lock off the door and allow that stuff to come out. And then that's whatever it is coming out is going to feel like you have the weight of the world off of you, right? Because it's your world. When you go into a meditation, you go into yourself, your world. The world around you is shut out. You're in it, but you're not paying attention to it during your meditation or a mantra practice. You may be moving about and saying with the mantra quietly, or maybe to yourself silently. You're in and out of the world around you, but you're in your own little world. Even if you're not doing any meditation or mantra practice, you're going about in your everyday life, and you're even having a conversation or you're listening to a conversation, you're in your own world. Your perspective of that conversation or that situation, you got a little conversation going on. You know, it's very rare that you can meet anyone who will be fully present in the moment, moment after moment, to whatever the situation is. And in that, when we can be fully present, or that person, who rare person, can be fully present, that's where tremendous amount of intelligence can come in, tremendous amount of peace, tremendous amount of clarity, tremendous amount of abundance, that joy, feeling of joy that can be there. And it's so potent, it's like a drop in the sea of consciousness that can be totally transforming for your inner world and how you perceive your situation moment by moment. So if we can just, how do we do that? Yeah, I understand what you're talking, I hear what you're saying, but I can't put it into practice every day. It's not possible. And I would have to agree, it's a little bit of a challenge. However, as you keep doing it, you're growing that consciousness. So the mantra are seed sounds that grow a consciousness that is super intelligent, beyond human intelligence, beyond your capabilities, your reasoning, your rationality, your right or wrong, good, bad, your logic. And I'm just saying you, I mean all of us. And it is what will create some force within you. As someone said yesterday, I feel like there was this force within me, or this subtle being or entity or something that kept saying to me, you have to be the one who changes in this situation. She was having challenges at work, and it was just going to be completely conflicting. Be in turmoil every day on different levels, you know. And then this voice, because she's practicing, doing her practices every day, and attuning with the archetypes, she just got this message very strong and clear and said, you have to be more kind. You have to be more compassionate. You have to be more open and understanding and supportive of this person who is giving you a lot of problems. And it's going to affect the whole work. So what do you want to do? Say, well, it's this person's fault and fault finding. And then just keep that spiral going. Keep that story going on. And then she just was overwhelmed with this message. And it hit her to the very core. And she was immobilized by it. Or, you know, it just took over her way of thinking. And then she found herself saying kinder words. She found herself doing kinder actions, being more compassionate. Compassionate thoughts came to her. How can I help this person even more? I understand this person, what they're going through. And by, over the past few days, she just said everything is starting to work out very smoothly. It's going in a different direction. And there's no way I could have done that without having cultivated the consciousness within me that was soul welling up and disturbing me at that level of I gotta be something better here, because that's what it is. When you can see more from within through the connection of these divine beings, archetypes, whatever you want to call it, God consciousness, nature, you know, good feeling, goodwill. That's what's going to move you, to move your thoughts. It's going to move your mouth to speak sweeter and kinder and more compassionately. It's going to help you to be more neutral. It's going to help you to be open up to ideas of others. It's going to erase your negative emotions around it, the situation. And in that space of your, you know, that, experience, the other person can feel that consciousness coming in them, and then they will be moved by it, and then you'll have this dance, this play of consciousness, which will be at a whole different level. So it's not that we're on the spiritual path to be something on our spiritual path, and that's you know, behind closed doors, and or no one else knows what I'm doing when I'm saying mantras in my head or writing them. You know, I kind of sneak and they do it. This isn't the time to do that anymore. This is the golden age where we're opening up to these divine guides, and they are compelling us to be something different in our lives. And we're seeing it. We are seeing it in the world. You know, I was really surprised with the news. I don't really watch the TV and the news. I kind of trying to want to stay in touch with what's going on. So I can, you know, share that with the other, with others around the world, and then share how it's so important for us to sustain our spiritual path, to maintain that consciousness that we've cultivated and continue to cultivate, because you can't. Once you fall off, it's hard. You know, it's not hard, but it's like, oh my gosh, why? How could I have lost myself? Right? I have to come back. To my practices and find that neutrality and find that consciousness and that joy and everything else that I had built up prior before I fell off. You're going to do that. You're going to fall off. You're going to get back on, fall off, get back on. You're going to think, oh, I'm on. Really, you're off. And then you go, oh, man, I'm off. So, you know, that consciousness in the world, we see, you know, when I was watching the news after the Paris incident, I have friends who were in Paris, and they had, you know, shared with me their experience and how it was shaken up, how it shook them up, and things like that. And, like, what do we do? You know, that was the thing. You know, so Judy, what do we do? It's such a mess. And it is, it's overwhelming. But then I started to continue to watch the news as the days went by, and what I heard from our local news anyways is people are sponsoring the refugees to come in, a family for a year, and they're, you know, there was one on the news where a young couple got married, and instead of doing a big huge wedding for the families and all that cost that it would be for the wedding, they went and just down to the city court and got their marriage license, had a couple people, they had a beautiful day, and so all that money that was going to go towards the wedding is going towards sponsoring a family from Syria. So, you know, those moments, that's what the news should be about. Yes, the news should be to alert us to the terrible things that are happening or natural calamities, but it also should be balanced too, where, okay, well, don't be freaked out because they're, you know, it's making people to wake up. You know, it's making people to live for a higher purpose. And the newscast person was saying, hey, you know, how does it make you feel? You just signed your marriage contract and knowing that you had also were helping a family. And the young couple said, you know, this is what we want to do. It's moving us so much to do this, and it's making our marriage to be really setting on a good track. You know, we can talk about coming together, two souls coming together, and then doing great things in our lives, but doing really great things. That's what we really want to feel, and we want to continue to do that as we go along as a couple. Wow, you know? So I was really surprised, and I was happy to hear about that. So look in your life for those are kind of miracles. That's a supernatural happening to me, you know, for a young couple to have that consciousness and to want to do it. It's not to say people who don't do that and they go and they have a big wedding and all the rest. It's not that to say that they're right, good, you know, better or worse or whatever. It's just to say, you know, there are, we can see the shifts. We can, if we just look and if we listen and we can focus on that versus judging. Oh, well, why can't every young couple do this now and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Everybody's got their own karma. But to motivate us, to inspire us, and to help us on our path and to help us get clarity around what our true purpose is, we can, look for those things. And then the more you look for it or stay open to it, the more it's going to flow to you. The more you're going to connect with those types of people. The more you'll want to stay in touch with that. It's not that you won't be, oh, I'm on this path and they're on that path. You will understand that everybody's on their own path and you're doing what you can do that's making your life more fulfilling, more rewarding. And people will say, you know, I've been kind of hot. My spiritual practices have been like in my bathroom because my rest of my family, they think I'm weird or they don't understand why I'm not following the tradition or the customs of what we were raised in. And that happens. It happens to everybody. But this is also a time now, and we're going to see with Rahu and Ketu moving in the chart, the natural zodiac, where everyone, the whole world is going to be impacted. And depending on where they are in your chart, that area is going to be impacted in your life. And we'll talk about that as we go along. But they're going to transit in January 2016. So that's going to be, and where they're transiting is going to be really shaking up the whole world. It's going to want to revolutionize or, rebel against or, kind of make sense in a way make new sense or make sense of what your old ways of being have been and your new ways, you know, your old path versus your new path, and then make sense of all of it. And you're going to come up with a new innovative way or vision or ability to bring in the best of all of it. That's what Rahu and Ketu will do. It will just blast that thought into you. It will expand it. It will make it to be so like out of this world kind of thing. Like it will, I can't believe I'm doing this. And we might see it in our family life. Like someone was saying yesterday, They're in this Ultimate Teachings program, and they're doing the different services and stuff that's offered through Astrovet, Ply Center, and they're kind of new to Dr. Ply's teachings, but they really feel that these teachings are really going deep within them. They're clearing them out. Their family doesn't really know what they're doing, but all of a sudden he said, my wife, she was really down and, depressed, and then she just all of a sudden said, I'm going to get a job, and went out and got a job, looking for a job and gonna get a job. The kids, the teenagers, there's a battle with teenagers all the time because they're trying to find out who they are. And it can be a battle. And these kids are totally doing great things. He's like, okay, there's something to this. So see how it shows up in your life, and we'll see how Rahu and Ketu are really going to shake things up, but it's going to be for the better. If you choose in every moment that I'm going to do things that are uplifting, I'm going to see the situation from a high, what the highest purpose of this situation is, no matter if it's painful or not. Because in our darkest nights of the soul, so to speak, or in our darkest moments, or in those despair or I cannot take it anymore moments, what we will do is we will fully surrender. And we will just, because there's no way or explanation out of this situation. And we will just go to that, we'll go deeper into despair, and possibly have some breakdown. We might need some medical attention or psychological support, counseling, something like that. But as we're in that, and it may take a moment for some people, it may take some hours, some days, some months, some years, but if you're on the spiritual path, it will be intense for a very short period of time relative to what it could be and the consequences of you staying in that dark night of the soul. So we always choose the light. When we're in the dark, we're going to get a match or something, some light or a phone. It's natural for us to do that. So closing your eyes every day at some point, even just for a few minutes, you're going to have, and especially if you can be in a meditation or some mantra practice that Dr. Ply has given out through the programs and services, it's all energized. It's all, going to wake you up to that light, that lightness of being. But you've got to recognize it. You can't say, I'm mad about stuff that I don't have. If you focus on that, you can say it, and you have every right to, because that's frustrating. But then if you keep focusing on that, that's what you're going to keep manifesting. And, you don't have to be on the spiritual path. So many people, the motivational speakers, talk about that too, and they're quite spiritual as well. But nonetheless, that's a lighter way of being. It's not heavy. It's not dragging you down. So that's what the dark versus the light is. It's a lighter in the sense of there's more light in the room or in your consciousness. But it's when we're practicing the meditation, we're practicing a mantra practice, we're actually asking light particles to come in, intelligence to come in. That is, we're immersed in that consciousness of intelligence. And then with that consciousness of intelligence, it can speak to us. It can uplift us. It can empower us. We can feel all the negativity being released. Again, you can cry. You can be upset, and just finally it gets expressed and it gets to leave you. The door has been blown open and it's out. And now, with the consciousness of the light energy of the meditation, the mantra practice, it can leave you. If you choose to let it go. So in every moment, that's what we have. We have the choice to see it for what it is, it's been stored in there for a long time, and then that's it. You have the choice to let it go, or you can hold on to it and store it away for some more time. But over time, you'll get that won't be your desire anymore. So, having said that, we have a Pradosham time that's coming up this Monday. And it is, I believe it is anyways. Let me just check. Sorry about that. I had it up. Prosham is a time, it's a window of opportunity to cleanse out, to release, or to wipe out, or to neutralize any negativity, dark forces, memories, stuff like that that has been, that we've kept internally in our own little world. We've held on to it. And it has, the door's been blown open, and it's not so easy to let it go. But on this time of Pradosham, when we tune in to the sounds that we're going to practice today and the experience we're going to have with a blue light, and we're going to put that all over us, and immerse ourselves in it like we're going to swim in it, or float in it, whatever comes to you, whatever experience you have, that's going to be your experience. It will dissolve that away. So that won't, the memory can be there. It's not that you don't, you just delete the memory. The memory will be there, but that energy, that negativity, that dark force, that, the dark force meaning anger, frustration, resentment, guilt, whatever, it won't have a strong hold on you. You could even identify it. You could say, "Oh my God, I felt so guilty when that happened." And I just don't have that. I've tried to think what that would feel like. I can identify it, but I don't identify with it. I can label it, but it doesn't do anything to me anymore. So when we have that release, we feel free. And that's what it is to move in the world, is to feel freedom in every moment. So we want to feel freedom through the Pradosham that's happening. It's a Soma Pradosham. It's a very powerful one. Pradoshams happen a couple of times of the month. But when they land on a Monday or a Saturday, it's really a powerful time to connect with an archetype called Shiva. And Shiva has a symbol of the crescent moon on his headdress. And it reminds us that the moon waxes and wanes. It goes up and down. And the moon represents our minds, our emotions, our desires. And when our desires don't get fulfilled, or our desires are way beyond our reach, we have the potential to fulfill it, but it's just so far away from us. It's so somewhere down the road. It's challenging to keep working at it, right? Yes, a miracle can happen, and it can happen in an instant. But that has to, be from tremendous practice and tremendous focus, and then activity, the actions that you take every day to manifest that can be intense, can be a big energy output on different levels. So, you want to, when we go into a Soma Pradosham, Soma is on a Monday. Soma is also it means body, it means mind, it also means Amrita. Amrita is the Sanskrit word for this bliss that oozes, this nectar of bliss or divine consciousness that oozes from your brain. And it moves from your brain, it fills up your brain, and it will move through your whole body internally. And it will be like a big wash, a big cleansing, a big revitalization. So today we'll experience some of that as well. And someone said to me yesterday, or to the whole group yesterday, "I really struggled in my meditation. Ugh, all this stuff was coming up. I couldn't settle into it. And this is a person who has meditated for 40 years. And it was just like a, it was crazy battle going on. But when she was sharing with the rest of the community about something that was going on, she was coming from such a place of empowerment. She was coming from a place of joy and peace, even though she was speaking about a very painful experience. And we could feel it, you know, as a community. It wasn't affecting. She was crystal clear in her speaking and so empathetic and compassionate towards the situation that someone else was going through. And so it was interesting because here's someone who was saying, oh, that was like a crappy meditation, you know, for her. It was just like so disturbing and just, you know, what didn't have a good experience. It wasn't all touchy-feely. But then when she came and spoke after the meditation, a tremendous amount of peace and joy and love and support came through her. So this is the beauty of doing our meditation practices, of doing our, you know, the service, you know, participating in the services, these Vedic services. They are creating this consciousness that is overpowering even our own thoughts about what we are capable of doing. And then something else comes through. So, if you have a blissful meditation, God bless you. Have a great time. If you have a disturbing meditation, hang in there. Hang on to that, you know, stay with the process because that divinity is coming in and it's disturbing all, you know, negativity that you has attached to you maybe from others that you don't even know is there or you know it's there and you just can't shake it. It doesn't matter. We're immersing in, we're all jumping on the same boat, right? So unless you jump off, which you won't be because you'll be staying in the meditation. So the meditation is the boat. So stay on the boat and wherever you are on that, whatever experience you have, it doesn't matter. You're immersing yourself in that. And then the divine will come through and reveal to you something about yourself. That is empowering, it's enlightening, it's compassion coming through, and then you'll go, my God, I'm making a difference. Even though I feel like I've had the worst day ever, I'm making a difference in my life. And then you grow that every day, and you hang on to that every day. And then soon you won't even hang on to it. You'll let go and just be free. And you'll just be that. So we might have glimpses of that. We might feel like, yeah, I'm in the zone. I'm logged on. The divine download is coming or upload, and I'm responding accordingly. Sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I do great things, but I know it's not me. It's the divine using me, coming through me. So today we're going to go through a process because we're coming into Pradosham time where we're going to cleanse everything. It's been a bit of a battle, so let's get cleansed, let's get revitalized, and whatever happens is going to be for your highest and best. All right? Here we go. So, shutting your phones off, your doors, and all the rest, get prepared, please. Allow yourself to slowly come back. You can keep your eyes closed and then allow yourself to come back. Although hold on to that energy, that consciousness that you just poured inside of you or absorbed or got soaked up into your inner being, your inner world. And as you slowly come back to yourselves and to your surroundings around you, you can make an internal prayer to Ganesha for removing the obstacles and protecting you during this meditation practice. To Dr. Pillai for empowering it. Lord Shiva for swallowing the poison, the negativity with the blue light, and then the goddess Lakshmi to bring you joy and happiness, fill you up with that consciousness. So slowly, slowly come back, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes, and it will take some adjusting. When you slowly open your eyes, you'll see kind of a haze as you move from your inner world to the external surroundings, the world around you. And then you can blink a few times as you come back. For those of you new to go, thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time. And maybe you can listen to the rest of the discussion later on when it gets posted to the Sundays with Sutrita blog, where all the past recordings are posted, all the great write-ups that Yagna and Radha do for us here in the program for all the members. And then you can read the sun transit and see how the sun is going to affect you this month. With that heads up, you can expect or will be natural to go through some internal cleansing. And then you'll want to clean up your place too, because you'll want transformation. Transformation will be a big thing. Everything will come up and you'll just want it. Can't be the same anymore. Has to change. I have to change. I got to be the one who changes it. But not the little eye, not the ego eye. It's that divine eye. So now that we have come out of our meditation, we'll open the line for those of you who want to stay. Here we go. So this is a period of time where we can have some group discussion, maybe some, answer some questions about any of the programs or the services or your experience, which is a tremendous help for you to, join a global community and express yourself, what's happening with you, and then also it inspires others. So you're welcome to do that now. Oh, you need to press *6 if I didn't say that already. So that you can come, you'll be on the line. It might take some time to come back because it's just with a very deep meditation. For myself anyways, it would be great to hear from you guys what it has been. It is a powerful, so Pradosham is happening tomorrow, Monday, the 23rd, and then the 24th is Kritika Purnima, or Deepam, and that's a time where Purnima means full moon, and the Deepam on the star of Kritika every year is a really powerful time to connect to Lord Shiva, Kritika is also the star for Lord Muruga. You can connect with that archetypal energy, and that will help to open your third eye. So if you have not felt like your third eye, you've been, maybe been initiated into third eye techniques, but it's you need a boost to really feel it and understand it at a very subtle level, and then also have it show up in your life. That opening, what that means to you in your life, that energy that's coming through. So you can read about that on AstroVed and Fly Center and find out how you can participate to activate that connection at a more profound level. And after Pradosham, we just experience some karma busting, cleansing, and then Thanksgiving is happening in the U.S. this week, so it's a great time. Yes, be grateful for what we have in our lives, but also for our spiritual path. Everything we have in our life is because we are asking the divine to show up and work it all out for us. Since we're always in, at least here in this program and the programs offered to Fly Center and Astrovet, we're, when we come together as a global community, we're so grateful to be able to do that online and to be able to meet with like-minded people and put these Vedic teachings into play in our lives and see how they show up and transform our lives in a very profound way. Subtle way, but very intensely profound and transformational. And so it's a time where we can be grateful that we're doing it, and also when we go, usually through this Thanksgiving time, even if we don't celebrate Thanksgiving wherever you are in the world, we had ours for Canada, we had it a month ago. And it was great because friends from the U.S. and different parts of the world were wishing a happy Thanksgiving and getting into the spirit of it. And that's what we're here too, on the spiritual path. Hey, this is the spirit of thanks. Thanks for letting me celebrate that. So I wake up to it in my own life, even though I don't do it in a custom or cultural sense. So we can get to do that now with the wherever we are in the world. We can celebrate that spirit of thanks and gratitude, because it's everybody's doing it. 300 million people are in the U.S. or so. That not everybody celebrates, but that energy is there that we can tap into and cultivate thanks and gratitude for everything we have. No matter if if we wish we had other stuff, doesn't matter. Just be grateful. If we can, just be grateful and understand that gratitude at such a deep level. And we won't need anything. We'll find that we have everything. And then as we cultivate that energy within us, what will happen is we'll move in the world and then things will be given to us. Because we'll be this like, abundance is flowing. We have everything. And then we'll see, oh my gosh, I have all the best things that I need. Is there anybody here who wants to ask a question? Or share about your experience today, maybe, in your meditation? Or in any of the programs, services? If you didn't, weren't able to participate in Skanda Shasti, which is the six nights of Maruga. There was a program called the Awakened Warrior that's offered on Palai Center Academy. You can also access it through Palai Center, I think, and maybe Astrovet too in previous videos or postings on the store. But it's a really powerful package or program to have, because it's a package of six very powerful teachings from Dr. Palai. And it's all in one website that you can log into eternally. It's going to be there forever. It's called Evergreen Program. And it's a really powerful teaching, and also the practices that are there, the mantras that are there for you. You will feel it. Cleaning you out and protecting you. Because we can come together once a week or in, you know, the services that go on, but then it's like anything. As the season changes or as the thing is over, we forget. So it's that website is there, that program is there to you to just log into and, you know, maybe do on a Tuesday. You do the teachings on a Tuesday, Or if you have time and you have a Mars Hora throughout the day, which you can look up on Astrobed, it tells you when the Horas are. Those are, Hora means hour that the planet rules. So Mars is a really good time. Kritika star that's coming up, this full moon in particular, on the 24th is happening on a Tuesday. It's Kritika is Lord Muruga's star. It's a very powerful time for your third eye to open. So you want to get that teaching to that supports you to get that consciousness unlocked and grow in you. So that Awakened Warrior package is a really great program. Even if the Skanda Shakti is finished, you just can continue to get Lord Muruga's energy, because Lord Muruga is also associated with the Pleiades. We talk about that in recent times and then previous calls and programs. And that Pleiadian energy is surrounding the whole world like a protective bubble, but it also needs people to open up to it. Because spontaneously what we're going to see in January, and even more before then, it's not going to be just okay, Rahu and Ketu transit and boom, there it is. You're already feeling it, because they're not planets, they are influences of the mind. The moon represents the mind, so all your desires can be fulfilled in an instant, meaning that there's going to be a lot of spiritual energy, there's going to be a lot of people waking up. And you might see it in the form of, you know, people asking you about the spiritual path. They go, what? I can tell you, you know, it's a good thing to meditate. They might be interested in meditation. They might be interested in maybe, you know, not in what you're doing, but they might go, like, do this something like, hey, I just joined a yoga class. Or, it doesn't have to be, you know, like meditation and yoga. It can be, I just started to think, you know, we should start to eat more natural or nutritious foods. Or you start to see them watch less TV or be impacted by the, you know, not so great things that are going on in their lives. You won't see them lamenting and ratcheting over it. And you'll be like, oh my God, they're not doing that anymore. So everybody's going to wake up to whatever it is that this Pleiadian energy is going to come up and inspire them to be something greater than what their life has, what they've been in their life. And then we will see that, whoa, this is so cool. You know, I don't have to do anything. I just keep doing my spiritual practices, calling in this Pleiadian energy through this divine archetype, who is like the general of the army of Pleiades. Whether you know it or not, you can read about it on the internet. You know, that can be a whole lifelong study. Yeah. But with Dr. Ply, he just gives us, you know, what the most potent information that is the most potent and the most important are significant, and that will move us, our consciousness, that will, you know, open that door really easily for us. And then when that spills through us or pours through us or lights up our life, then it will illuminate others around us so that we don't have to do too much. You know, when you're in the presence of the divine, you can be moved to tears. You know, we hear from people who go into a church or a temple or mosque or synagogue, and they just sit there and they are moved to tears. They're not really sure why. They're not really even particularly praying more or less or harder or softer. You know, they just feel the spiritual vibrations. Or you're in nature, and you just happen to be in a vortex, and you didn't know it was a spiritual vortex. Or you're just walking through a park where people, it's a big park or a space where there's not too many people. And there you can feel the divine energies coming through. And you're moved to tears, or you feel tingly, or you feel that goosebumpy feeling. That's because the divine is more abundant in those places. It's more concentrated, let's say. It's abundant everywhere. It's all around, but we're, immersed in mixed bag of everything, mixed bag of emotions that are going on. Thoughts and congested, when you're, unless you're gathering with a lot of people who are focusing on, divine things, thoughts and practices and mantras and rituals and remedies and reading and sharing and satsang and all the rest, then you're going to feel all those divine spiritual vibrations that are coming through that activity or that gathering or whatever the focus concentration. But we don't do that every day because we got to go to our jobs and we got to go to the grocery store and we have to pick up the kids and we have to do our things and go here, go there. So that's why in every moment, if you tune in and you just use a mantra practice or know that this is a time to cleanse during the Soma Pradosham coming up tomorrow, Monday, and then Tuesday is a full moon where your third eye can open. We repeat and repeat and repeat this, but we have to because we won't remember. We'll just get caught up in our lives. So at least it's hammering, getting hammered into you or repeated into you through this gathering. And then that consciousness, it will be there. If you don't pay, if you pay more attention to it, then you can grow it and access it really easily. But it will be there. And maybe you'll remember at some point in these next couple of days and this week ahead where it's Thanksgiving time, you'll remember to be really grateful for your higher self to activate at the soul level, to get activated at the soul level so that you can understand the if it's good or bad, whatever you're going through, the divine is always going to be there. It's guiding you. It's going to go ahead of time. If you can call, if you can be reminded and call on it to go ahead of time, to clean up and to make your whole week ahead be really fabulous. And if you have specific situations that could be a little dodgy, a little touchy, a little touch and go, a little edgy, a little iffy, a little, oh my God, it's going to be the same old Uncle Joe is going to get hammered and say some stuff that's going to be upsetting Aunt Martha, and great Thanksgiving, super. So you just send, I'm just saying by example, or you know that you're going to battle with your mother, your father, your sister over what the gravy is, or how long the turkey should cook, or whatever it is that you guys do. So the silly things, but because you're with, your family members or trying to get to have a good time with your friends and something always gets disturbing, then you send the archetype ahead of time. And you say, just, I know what I'm going to think and look for and maybe I'll manifest that because I'm thinking and looking for it and I hope it doesn't happen. That's like saying, hey, don't look at the flying elephant, and you're going, now, why did you say that? Because now I'm thinking there's going to be a flying elephant, right? So, there's going to be an elephant in the room and nobody's paying attention to it or we're ignoring it. So we don't even want that elephant in the room that has been associated with negativity. We want the elephant in the room that's associated with obstacle busting and has that ability to bring success all around, that happiness that comes with success. It's a great manifestation to have everybody be happy and full of joy. Or even if people are going through painful situations, that there will be others who are being very compassionate. And that's what makes people happy. So you can get pain out of happiness. I mean, happiness out of pain. And pain out of happiness, too, because you can be so moved to tears of joy that's so painful. It's like, oh, my God, this is such a release. Right? But I'm happy that it's getting released, you know. So, you know, this whole week ahead is going to be, if we call on these divine beings, these archetypes, because they're just what we can relate to as a human, we need some form that we can relate to. If we can, if you can be one of those people that just relates to light and energy or shifts or being in the flow, that's cool. You know, you can relate to that too. But each of these archetypes, we can be really playful. We can see. You know, if we have that image of the elephant in the room that has been, you know, normally or we're kind of shaped or our culture says an elephant in the room means bad, at least from the Western perspective, it's like a not a good thing. Then we can say the elephant in the room now is Ganesha, and Ganesha removes all that heaviness, darkness. So things can just be moving freely and happily, and even if it is painful, there's a lot of compassion, a lot of joy, a lot of love, a shift in consciousness, a deeper understanding, a deeper connection with others, more fulfilling, more rewarding experience. And even if you don't have, sit down and have a dinner, go traveling to see your family, friends, whatever, you can still know that that's going on with others. And then in your own, whatever you're doing in your own life can be totally not related to that at all. But that attitude of gratitude can be cultivated and really embraced, absorbed and embraced for everything you do, instead of, like the other person said the other day, I've thought of everything I don't have. And then you can see how that consciousness is. It's scarcity consciousness. So that's why Dr. Ply says, you know, you want money and you want love and you want relationships and you want all this stuff in your life, but if you, deep inside of you, you're looking like you don't have enough, you're faking yourself out. So we have to see it, you know, identify it, say it, acknowledge it, and then just like, oh my God, get it out of me. Like you would take garbage to the curb, or you would take all the clutter of stuff that you don't use to somewhere, a donation box, or give it to somebody that you know who can use it. And you will feel so good. Now, you feel a little sad to let it go, but oh, God, you'll feel so amazing afterwards. Because you're like, I'm free. I have freedom. And then that you can be grateful for. Because with freedom, there's peace, right? So peace isn't something like it's a little just temporary. It can be every moment, every day. No one's interrupting or asking. Do I have it on the right setting? Can someone just press star 6 to let me know that it is on the right setting? Because it could be a technical glitch, too. Is there someone there who wants to just press star 6?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Yagna, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. Yeah, it sounds like you're on the right setting.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Everybody's pretty quiet. There's lots of people here, but it's quiet.
Good meditation, yeah.
Was it a good meditation?
Yes, it was very good, very powerful.
Oh, good. Maybe that's it,
We're all,
everybody.
we're mesmerized.
We're mesmerized. I'm blah blahing and you're in a meditative state. Great.
No, it's very good. Thank
Yeah.
you.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You guys doing anything?
Yeah, we're running around as usual.
Okay.
Several different families, and I'm actually just going along with the flow, not cooking anything.
Great. That's nice.
Yes, it's okay.
No, Yagna, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, great.
If you don't have to, but you've been with Dr. Pillai, on the path with Dr. Pillai for a few years, and you've gone through a few years of Thanksgiving. You know, comes around every time this year. How has it shifted for you, for those people who are new to the path? How has it shifted the teachings, the meditations? You know, you've been to India, you've seen Dr. Pillai.
Well, hopefully I'm just moving forward on the path. Things don't bother me as much as, like you say, the crazy Thanksgiving dinners. Now it's all just a show. It's entertainment now.
Great. That's great. So you're finding that you're more balanced in it or neutral, maybe, and just noticing it in a different way.
Right. I don't react too much anymore. I can just enjoy.
Wow. And that's really why we get together for Thanksgiving, right? Is to enjoy.
Yes.
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
And is it showing up in your life, not just in Thanksgiving, but is it showing up in your work life and the rest
Oh,
of
yeah.
the...
Oh, yes. Everything is actually moving forward on a positive note.
Wow. And even though, because I know you personally, you know, you go through your ups and downs with things that happen in your life and your family life, and you can say that it's moving forward in a really good way.
Right. It's no longer one step forward, two steps back. Maybe it's one forward, one back. But
Wow.
at least I know I'm on the right path.
That's great. That's great. Well,
Yeah.
I hear that you're in a pretty deep state, so I'll let you I'll let you go. I'll let you off the
Oh, bless you. And
hook.
thanks for everything you do.
Oh, you're
Thank
very
you.
welcome. You're welcome, Yagna. You're welcome. And you're, you know, shout out to you for everyone who's joining for the first time. Yagna is the one who does the write-ups from these calls. So thank you, Yagna, because I don't
Oh.
remember anything I say.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great week and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone else on the call.
Aw, thank
Bye.
you. Take care. Yeah, so there's still some more people here. Does anyone else want to share anything right now? Now that we've opened up the space. Or you have any questions? If you don't feel compelled to come on, nobody's gonna, you know, be policing you to do that. Although I can see your names here if I open up the back office on the computer. You know, you can write in to SundaysWithSucharitaApplyCenter.com or just simply SucharitaApplyCenter.com. If you have any questions or you have, maybe you're going through a situation, you've been doing the practices for a while, or you're new to the practice, you're new to the teachings, then please reach out. That's what we're here to do, is to provide this service so that you can feel connected and get some direction. And even if you've been coming, you know, in different programs, it can be overwhelming. So you don't know what to focus on. And even though we may say, okay, well, I'm on track, but then something comes and knocks us off track, and we just are so overwhelmed, or we're so dejected, or we just need to get back on our horse, or back on track, back into our practices, back into our life. Because our practice, our spiritual practices, are to help us to get back into life, fully and present, being fully present to every situation, good or bad. And then to navigate according to what is naturally unfolding before us. So this is a week of Thanksgiving. Yes, we know it is a week of Thanksgiving, but what if we don't celebrate it? Or what if we aren't like Yagna, where she's evolving and, you know, we're still like, oh, man, oh, I wish I could be that. Or, you know, why am I not? Because I'm miserable or stuff isn't happening for me and everybody's going to be happy at Thanksgiving and, you know, how do I do that? How do I navigate with that? So, you know, that's everybody's going through that at one time or another. And even if you're going, things are going smoothly and bang, you know, could be so kicked off your whole, you know, horse or set back or something inside of you gets revealed and you just go, wow, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. Well, we're here to do that, is to just get you back on. So reach out, Sundays with SutritaApplyCenter.com or SutritaApplyCenter.com. It's that posted to every blog post now recently. Rod has been posting those email IDs. So you can be in touch and then maybe we'll have a call or I'll just give you some guidance by email or Skype if you're connected to me over Skype. And don't feel like, oh, my God, you're going to think I'm complaining or you're going to think this is not a really a big deal compared to what others don't. It's nothing compared to who, what. It's all about you. And that's what we're here to do, is to support that. You waking up to your highest self, your highest potential in every moment. And so we can give you that feedback for you, or guidance or advice, whatever it is that you need at this point in time. And then you just go happily along. So have a great week. Have a great karma-busting week. Great third eye opening week and a week of gratitude. And we will see you next weekend, next Sunday. Last call. Anyone want to ask a question?
I want to add to say thank you so much. It was such a powerful session. I had lots of profound, to me, was profound connections with Divine and Mother Earth and the body and the soma in my mouth and or liquid, sacred liquid, and all this blue, all these colors. Inception of just profound information and downloads, like, and I was so great. I was hearing you, and every word is coming out like divine perfection. I couldn't interrupt, and at some point, got knocked out. I just wanted to. I hate to say let this call go, and not to say thank you. We're here for Thanksgiving, and there's so much I appreciate. This I have to say. This is Fran. Thank you. I'm signing off.
Well, thank you for sharing. And I'm glad that you did share about the meditation, because I never know really unless I hear from people here or after the fact. They'll send me an email or Skype me and say, you know, I felt this, what you were talking about in the meditation. So when you were saying about the oozing, is that the Amrita, the nectar?
Yes, yes, yes. And my heart, I just feel it was very good. I mean, the cognition's experiencing, you know, my body was very much part of the experience you were describing as you were describing it. I'm having it, and I can't talk, you know, so you know, I'm just absorbing and just feeling it grateful in my heart. I wanted to share that. Sometimes I'm writing, finding things are coming to me out of some form of expression. I'll write it in a poetry. I have no idea I was even going in that direction. Then I'll mention some name. If something comes up, I go, Gerda. I was not thinking of Gerda. Or Immortal Coil. What is that? You know, and I'm seeing the gap. And the gap is the expression of free will between God's expression through us to create the magnetic allowance for us to be attracted to the divine willingly. And this love is so special and expanded and yet so personal and so with us and so present. And yeah. So I can feel the electricity at the same time it's coming from our own. See, we get that option. And at the same time, in chemistry, in physics, there is this place of the gap. Even if you put your two fingers close together to put a mudra, and you don't actually connect, you are creating that connection just in that cosmic space of the gap, where thoughts come, where we experience a sense of what is. Yeah, that's where I'm at. So it's hard to talk about.
I think you've expressed yourself quite well. And I'll just add to it that, you know, it's nice to hear someone like yourself who is, you know, on this path with Dr. Pillai, and you've participated in programs, and particularly this program every week. You seem to be a presence here, whether you're just listening or whether you're participating and expressing yourself. But for those people who are, you know, joining or new to this program, what you're talking about is this, you're really present to that energy flowing within you and that divine grace and inspiration that's coming, and it helps you want to create and be a better person and to bring more of this intelligence and more of this light into your life. And you're feeling it on so many different levels, not just at the, you know, like a meditation is kind of something that can be outside of yourself, but you're actually feeling it in your body parts. And then as we align more and more with that energy in our life, in our body, we become this full, from head to toe, you know, body, mind, and soul, this full functioning human being that can do great things in the world and think great thoughts. That's what we're evolving to be. So it's so wonderful that you're experiencing that and that you did share with us. And
thank you. There's one word that you said that was, I think, really that epitomizes the expression of it. It's a cosmic cleanse, the cleansing, the freshness, the renewal. Oh, that's the, you know, that's what I'm working on, the purification. You know, continue to cleanse. I want to be transparent, you know, within myself. I want those things that are in the way to melt away and feel exuberant, you know, feel fresh, not have a bagload of opinion about it. Yeah, so that's what I'm really grateful.
Aw, well, thank you so much for sharing, Fran, and I hope you have a fabulous week ahead.
Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, too. It's a happy Thanksgiving.
I love everyone. Thank you for being there.
Aw, you're welcome. All right. That was nice. Anyone else? Feel compelled? Phew.
I'm still in it, as you can tell. I'm going to put a star 6. I'm trying to come back to put my feet on the ground.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anyone else who wanted to share? Last call. No pressure. All right. That was a happy sharing today. Thank you so much, Yagna and Fran. And for everybody here, too, who is holding the space from all around the world, it's fabulous. And thanks, Dr. Pillai, for tuning in. Even though you're listening to all of us here, Dr. Pillai's energy and presence is here. He tunes in every program that is going on. And he knows who is here at the soul level. A spiritual master only knows souls. He's not too concerned with personalities. In fact, a spiritual master will smash personalities to bits. That's what we come for, so that we can have divinity coming through. So his presence is here, and he knows all the souls that are, coming together. Whether you're coming together in the live or you're listening afterwards, because we know how busy people are in different times, zones, you can't always tune in, but when you listen to the recording, his presence is there, and your soul will soak up that consciousness that you need at this moment in time that will transform your life hereafter. So enjoy the cleanse, as Fran calls it, the cosmic cleanse, the connection to a spiritual teacher at the level of the soul, the mind, body, and soul, and can guide you hereafter. So take care. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving to all. And we will see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.